Hey guys, I am Daster, and this is Blue Blur News, a show where I talk about any Sonic the Hedgehog related news which has come about during the week. And we actually have some really cool news this week, which is good because, you know, if you're a Nintendo fan like me, then you may be a little bit annoyed about what happened at VGX. But let's not get into that, let's actually get into the Sonic news. And it is actually also a good thing that we have this awesome news because this is actually the final episode of Blue Blur News for this year. So, you know, it's nice to end on a good note. Anyway, let's get to the news. So, first of all, Simon from Yogscast has actually just joined the roster of Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed on the PC version. LOLs! So, yeah, if you own the console version like me, sad face. It seems as though the PC version is getting all the DLC, and I kind of wish that the console's got a bit more of this lovely DLC. So, you know, I hope that Steve Lysette actually does eventually release, you know, the DLC that we've all been waiting for like ages. I mean, seriously, when did we vote for that anyway? I seem to be talking about that a lot recently, so let's move on. So, you know, the Sonic 1. You know how it's always being released on just about every platform? Well, it's just got released on 3DS. However, it's not the games. What do you call it? The Games Master? No, that's the magazine. No. Oh, down. What is that handheld Sega console called? Game. Oh, it's. I know it. I just don't have time to try and remember it. Anyway, it is actually the Sega Genesis version of this game. And yeah, it's not just released on the 3DS as a normal Sega Genesis game, but in the 3D Classics section, which yes means that it is in 3D, which kind of, you know, sets this version apart from the rest and worth getting. So, I got it. It's pretty good. I was a bit disappointed that it wasn't widescreen, but other than that, there is a lot of settings that, you know, you can change and alter to, you know, play the way you want. You can have the spin dash on or off, you can choose which level you want to play, or you can do it without choosing levels and just start at Green Hill Zone and then, you know, play through the whole thing. You can save, you can, you know, yeah, pretty much just get out of your game, go back in again. Choose if you want the 3D to pop out or in. There's a lot of settings here to play with, so I recommend checking that out. It's only about $5 roughly, so, you know, check it out. Anyway, and our final bit of news today, which also happens to be the title of this video, it's actually worth really looking forward to hearing because it's some pretty awesome news. Basically, what's happened is that Sony Pictures have registered some movie domains for Sonic. So that is SonicTheHedgehogMovie.com, SonicTheHedgehogMovie.net, and SonicTheHedgehogMovie also .net, except without the little, I don't know, whatever those things are between Hedgehog and Movie. I can't remember again because I'm dumb like that. Anyway, so yeah, there has been a hoax, I believe, going on recently with movie domains registered by, you know, supposedly company movie companies, but then it's always, you know, turned out to be a hoax. However, it's the Sonic Stadium's fan site actually tried to match this domain registration details up with another movie that Sony Pictures have actually registered and is like actually true, it's like being proven, called Austin Land. And the details actually seem to match up like completely. The only difference were that, you know, it was on a different date and the name of the movie. So, really, this actually looks legit. In fact, it's got to be if all the details are the same. The only thing that we're not completely sure of is whether Sony Pictures just registered this in case, you know, someone else tries to register this domain, because then that would cancel out Sony ever being able to make a Sonic movie. You know, it just might be something that they're just talking about or whatever, and really haven't decided on, and they just want to, you know, reserve it for the moment. But, you know, at the same time, they could be making a Sonic movie, so, and it could already be in development, and we just never know. But hey, that would be really awesome if it was the case. I really hope it is because, you know, there haven't really been many animated game movies. Usually the ones that suck are the ones that are live action, and, you know, stuff like Ratchet and Clank, which we've seen a trailer for already, they actually look pretty cool. So, you know, if Sonic can do what Ratchet and Clank does, then I'd say it might have a good shot at, you know, being a good movie. But hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I guess I am just getting a bit excited by this, because the last time a domain was registered that had something to do with Sonic, it was Sonic Lost World. And that was before it was announced, and that was true. That was an actual game, and it's been released now. So, you know, I kind of do get excited about domain names being registered, because it can often mean this news is true. So, anyway, that's all of the time we have for this week. Well, it's not actually all the time we have for, but it's all the news that there is this week. So, yeah, it's been a great year for Blue Blue News. There's been a lot of news to cover. I'm sure, you know, there will be a lot more news around the community and everywhere for the next few weeks. However, I won't be doing Blue Blue News because I'm actually going to be going on holiday somewhere else, so I won't be able to, you know, use all my equipment to record and everything. I will, however, be back in early January, and then I will, yeah, do a mega episode outlining all of the news that happened while I was away, so look forward to that. But yeah, anyway, thank you for everyone who watched and listened on YouTube and iTunes, and yeah, until next year, I will see you guys later. So, ciao.